Salam Hari Ahad. Salam Hari Ahad.
Bismillah walhamdulillah. Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi ta'ala wabarakatuh. Salam Hari Ahad kepada para penonton yang dihormati sekalian. Saya Derek Fernando, kembali bersama anda di saluran NMC TV pada setiap Ahad malam. Tetamu kita pada malam ini merupakan seorang saudara baru yang memeluk agama Islam pada hanya 3 bulan yang lalu. Beliau berasal dari daerah Gansu di China dan namanya Mikhail. Kami kembali bersama anda selepas ini. Jangan ke mana-mana. Di sini, salam Hari Ahad.
Salam Hari Ahad. Salam Hari Ahad.
Assalamualaikum, Brother Mikhail.
Waalaikumsalam.
Ni hao ma?
Hao.
Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah, brother. So it's really good to have you here. Someone from all the way from China.
Yeah, I'm Chinese.
Alhamdulillah. So from what part of China is that?
Northwestern part.
Northwestern. Is that close to Xinjiang?
Yeah.
What's it called?
Neighbor province, and my province is called Gansu.
Gansu, of course, Gansu.
There are so many Muslims.
Yes, it's very famous for the... Come on, tell me, what is famous for?
Famous beef noodle.
There you go. See, yeah. I told you it was famous for something, beef noodle. Right, so, alhamdulillah, tell us something about how you became a Muslim. We want to know about that.
Actually, I'm a new student here, and I've been here for... less than half year.
MashaAllah.
But at that time, I was a Christian.
Mm-hmm.
And for a long time.
Right.
And one day, because every time when the local people make prayers, every time I can hear the adhan.
Right.
The masjid, it touches my heart.
MashaAllah.
Every time when I hear that... I can feel something.
Wow.
Something different, which attracts me, and I cannot stay quiet.
Mm-hmm.
I want to go there, and I want to
wow.
see.
Wow, mashallah.
And then I feel confused.
Mm-hmm.
All of a sudden.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't believe that Jesus Christ, be peace upon him, is the Son of God.
Mm-hmm.
And why so many Christians who are around me or not around me, they drink alcohol,
mm-hmm.
and they eat pork,
mm-hmm.
or any other ham food.
Mm-hmm.
This is not the life I want, and this is not the religion I want to believe.
I see.
To some extent, it's not pure.
Mm-hmm.
Perhaps people change something from God.
And how did you come to feel that Islam was the religion that you were looking for?
You know, this is an Islamic country, mm-hmm. and there are so many Muslim friends around
mm-hmm.
me. One day, I talked this problem with my friends who comes from Pakistan.
Oh, mashallah.
It's a very religious one and knowledgeable. And we talked about this question for a long time, and he suggested me that I should read some chapters and verses from the Holy Quran.
Oh, wow.
Once I read, I knew mm-hmm. this is the answer I want. Or I can say this is the answer Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to show me.
MashaAllah. So you felt confident.
Allah shows me.
Mm-hmm. And that's when you did that, when you read the Quran, then that's when you decided that you
At
wanted
that time,
to be.
I thought I should be a Muslim. I should be on the way of Islam.
MashaAllah. So now, as we've come to find out, you are involved with some of the activities with New Muslim Care, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so can you tell us a little bit about how that has helped you in your journey so far?
Actually, after being a Muslim for almost 1 month,
mm-hmm.
at that time, I was like an newborn baby,
yes.
knowing nothing about the knowledge of Islam.
Very fresh.
And a lot of friends around
mm-hmm.
me, they taught me the basic knowledge about Islam. They helped me a lot in my life. Mm-hmm. And one day a brother came to tell me that there's an organization called New Muslim Care. Mm-hmm. Perhaps it can help me a lot. And where I can get the basic knowledge of Islam systematically, mm-hmm. learn it.
MashaAllah.
And then I was introduced in the center, and I met my first Islamic teacher.
Mm, alhamdulillah.
Yeah.
And you started to learn how to pray and read the Quran and so on and so forth.
Yeah.
MashaAllah, very interesting. So we're very intrigued, Mikhail. You know, someone coming from China, you came here to study and you're so interested in Islam. So I'm sure our audience is also wondering. They want to know more about you. Tell me, what are your dreams? What are your goals? And, you know, what are you doing?
Actually, I study here as a student in the Faculty of Education.
Oh, mashallah.
Master of Education.
Mashallah.
By doing research.
I am also in education.
Yeah.
That's something else we have in common.
We are teachers.
Yes. And we speak Chinese. And we love beautiful hats.
Yeah.
Look, check it out.
Just a different color.
Yes. Yes. I'm going to get you one of these for next time.
You will? Yeah,
do you like it?
Yeah.
How does it look? No way.
Handsome.
All right. And you got to get me one of those. I haven't seen those before. Where'd you get that?
I bought it.
You bought
it? Yeah, I bought it. And I prepared a long juba and this every time I go to the masjid.
MashaAllah. So you like the attire?
Yeah.
You feel comfortable in it?
This is the most beautiful dress for me.
Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. So as you were telling me, you're studying. When are you planning to finish? Are you planning on going back to China after that? And what do you want to do there?
Actually, after graduation from second university, I want to go back to China, mm-hmm. my hometown. Because my parents were there and a lot of friends and family members mm-hmm. were waiting for me. And
MashaAllah. Of course, you gotta be close to your family.
Yeah.
Of course.
And take care of them because they are growing older and older.
Definitely, definitely.
And if I'm not well, I want to be an English teacher because I study education.
Inshallah.
The English major so many years.
Alhamdulillah.
And last but not least, mm-hmm. given a chance, mm-hmm. and I also would like to study in the Islamic University,
wow.
matter in Medina or in Egypt.
Mm, mashallah. May Allah make it easy, brother.
Yeah. Sometimes my friends says, yeah, as a converted Muslim, mm-hmm. and you can feel something special and different than anybody else sometimes, mm-hmm. different than the born Muslims.
Mm-hmm.
Perhaps if you work hard, you can be an imam. Why not?
Of course.
And once Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows mercy on me, and I should help others, and I should
right.
do something what real Muslims do.
Right, right, right. May Allah
I
make
should,
it happen.
Spread and preach the knowledge I get step by step.
Inshallah.
And help the people around me, especially my family members and my friends. I want all of them can join the on the way of the Islam and be good Muslims.
MashaAllah, MashaAllah.
What we do is to please our Lord.
Definitely, definitely. It's a very touching story, brother. Alhamdulillah. And on a similar note, I would like to invite you in this case, since you know you're so interested in sharing a message about Islam. Why don't you address our audience and in your native language, in Mandarin, and share with them whether they are Malaysian Chinese or all over the world. We know Chinese people are everywhere, right?
Yeah.
So resilient, very hardworking people. They can survive anywhere. So we know our show is online. You can watch it all over the world. Please share a message with them in your native tongue.
Yeah, it's a kind of duty and a holy mission for me to share mm-hmm. this experience that happened on me.
Go ahead. The camera is all yours.
Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh 在镜头面前的各位朋友 不论你是不是穆斯林 今天我讲了这么多 就是很多事情发生在我身上 在我作为一个穆斯林之前 我自己都没有想到我会变成穆斯林 在我真正成为一个穆斯林之后，我了解到了伊斯兰的伟大。它不是像我们所想象中的，有很多时候大家会把伊斯兰还有恐怖主义联系在一起。真正的伊斯兰不是这样子的，它不仅仅是一种宗教信仰，它是一种更伟大的文化，是真主所赐予我们最宝贵的东西。我希望不论是不是穆斯林，都可以就是深入了解一下伊斯兰。或许有的时候你是一个出生在穆斯林家庭的朋友，但是由于从小就是很多事情都是爸爸妈妈让你去那样做，让你这样做，你从来没有感受到伊斯兰的伟大。换一个角度，你可以重新去感受。而对于非穆斯林，我也就是很欢迎你们来了解一下什么是伊斯兰，什么是一个真正的穆斯林。穆斯林它意味着就是真正对真主的顺从，怎样去做一个好的人，怎样去正确的做事，用正确的态度对待每天不同的生活。自从我成为了穆斯林之后，我的内心不再困惑，每当有困难的时候，我都会说，困难我从不畏惧你，因为我有真主。谢谢。
MashaAllah, that was fantasticThank you so much for being here with us. Salam Hari Ahad. Jazakumullah khairan, brother.
Salam.
谢谢。
不客气。
Salam Hari Ahad. Salam Hari Ahad.
MashaAllah, terima kasih sekali lagi pada saudara Mikhail. Kisah beliau sangat mendalam. Semoga Allah SWT membantu beliau dalam usaha dakwah di tanah airnya.Baiklah, sehinggalah kita jumpa lagi pada hari dan waktu yang sama. Sila jangan lupa langgani saluran YouTube kami di NMC TV. Saya Derek Fernando, anda baru sahaja menonton Salam Hari Ahad yang dibawakan kepada anda oleh New Muslim Care. Jazakumullah khairan. Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi ta'ala wabarakatuh.
Salam Hari Ahad.
I've always believed that if you want to touch the future, you've got to go into schools.
Salam Hari.
I guess Mercy Mission was started because we wanted to fulfill the dream and the vision of the final messenger Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The only way we can achieve it is for every single Muslim to become a key ambassador of this vision. Because what is this vision except the vision of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam?
Salam Hari Ahad. Salam Hari Ahad. Salam Hari Ahad.